The last type of defense of terrorism that Primorats considers acknowledges that the rights of innocent people are violated in an act of terrorism, and that the rights of individuals normally trump the consequences of actions, but imagines exceptional circumstances in which the consequences of not engaging in terrorism are so awful that the considerations of rights and justice are overridden. According to this point of view, consequences are not the only things that matter. They're not necessarily the most important things, morally speaking. Sometimes when the consequences of non-action are awful enough, you have to act in spite of substantial rights violations. Primorats extracts this defense of terrorism from some of the works of Walzer on the problem of dirty hands. Walzer is thinking about cases where a leader has to decide to do awful things, like drop an atomic bomb, in order to avoid a catastrophe. According to Walzer, deliberate attacks on civilians may be permissible in the face of a supreme emergency. He says, in such, and only in such of an emergency, we may act in breach of such a basic and weighty moral rule as that of civilian immunity, if that is the only way we can act to avoid the catastrophe.